Last weekend, NFL legends traveled to Cleveland for the first Pro Football Hall of Fame Fan Fest. According to organizers, the event is the largest gathering of Hall of Famers aside from the annual enshrinement ceremonies in Canton, Ohio. Only a Game's Doug Trabue was there, and he has our story.
When NFL players and coaches are enshrined in the Hall of Fame, they receive a yellow sport jacket. With 100 Hall of Famers at Cleveland's IX Center for Fan Fest, the only place you'll find more yellow blazers is a Century 21 real estate convention. And the fans who bought tickets aren't the only ones who are excited. Turns out Hall of Famers look forward to meeting Hall of Famers, too.
I've been coming to the induction ceremonies off and on for, a long time.
Hall of Famer John Hanna played on the offensive line for the New England Patriots in the 1970s and 80s.
And I'd never met Bob Brown until yesterday. And Bob Brown was one of my heroes growing up. I mean, he's one of the most ferocious offensive tackles that ever was. So even for me, I'm still a fan. And I got to see people I'd never seen before. So you can imagine what it's like for all the folks that are coming here and being a part of it,
Harry Carson played his entire career in New York and won a Super Bowl with the Giants, but the former linebacker still found himself a little starstruck.
I was just with Claude Humphrey, and Claude Humphrey was one of my heroes, And I'm sitting there and I'm telling him how much I tried to pattern my game after him. Yesterday I was sitting with Jim Brown, and I said, "Jim, tell me, what is it like to be Jim Brown?"
George Veras came up with the idea for FanFest. Veras is the president and CEO of Pro Football Hall of Fame Enterprises. The funding came from an unusual partnership with the multi-state lottery Powerball. In a 17-state promotion, fans registered for a chance to attend a private party with the Hall of Famers on Friday night. 200 winners were chosen. Veras says Powerball's investment of a few million dollars covered appearance and travel fees for the Hall of Famers and the operating expenses to set up the show open to the general public.
FanFest is an event where fans get to hear, meet, and greet Hall of Famers face-to-face. Over a five-hour period, four shows of 5 hours, we've created opportunities where fans can hear from Hall of Famers in our 1,000-seat theaters, the legends talking about how they got to Canton.
In addition to panel discussions, including some moderated by Larry King, fans could pay extra for autographs or to see Terry Bradshaw's one-man show. There's a spot to take pictures with the Lombardi Trophy that will be awarded at next year's Super Bowl, stations for timed running and passing drills, sports memorabilia appraisals, and the bronze busts of the players normally on display in Canton.
We're trying to create this county fair atmosphere using Hall of Famers as the outreach.
For fans, Pro Football Hall of Famers are larger than life, and in that sense, the IX Center here in Cleveland is the perfect setting for this event. It is massive. Behind me, there is an indoor Ferris wheel, and I'm standing on AstroTurf. I'm in the end zone of a full-sized 100-yard football field that's been set up just for this event. High school teams from the area are running through drills and exhibitions right now, and they just had a meeting with three of the Hall of Famers.
There was nothing like this that happens where they're all in one spot. It's a wonderful event.
Lorain, Ohio resident Cheryl Gatchell brought her father to FanFest. Elmer Gatchell is 90 years old and served in World War II.
He was so excited. He just got to meet Forrest Gregg.
Vince Lombardi said he was the best player that he ever coached.
During my interview with the Gatchells, we're very politely interrupted by one of the greatest running backs of all time. Spotting Elmer Gatchell in his wheelchair, Detroit Lions legend Barry Sanders walks over, introduces himself, and poses for a photo.
Hello.
Barry Sanders, how you doing?
Barry Sanders?
Yes, sir.
Oklahoma?
Yes, sir.
As old Barry said, he's a pretty good football player.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Joe Haddon and his sons drove to Cleveland from Ocean Township, New Jersey. Haddon says one of the highlights was meeting Baltimore Colts running back Lenny Moore, who was one of Johnny Unitas' favorite passing targets.
I mean, he took his time to talk to my sons about football, even about life. And it's, you're just like, it's great to meet him. And then he goes a step further. You just can't put a price on that.
Those kinds of reactions have George Varis thinking about FanFest as more than just a one-time event. Organizers had prepared for 20,000 visitors over the course of 2 days. Actual attendance appeared to fall well short of that total. However, Varis and his team have visions of an annual show built on the same grand scale as the debut in Cleveland, but in other cities.
Where else can you? Well, Jerry Jones thinks big. We can do this in Texas Stadium. We can do this in McCormick Place in Chicago. There are other great places that have to handle this type of size, but you know what? We're the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You know, it's go big or go home.
Going big has its appeal, but former Rams offensive lineman Jackie Slater will remember the simpler pleasures of the weekend.
Just one more opportunity to hang out with guys that you admire and have watched and been a fan of over the years. And to be here is, you know, it's fantastic. I'm enjoying it and having some soft serve ice cream and everything.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah.
For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.
To see Doug Tribou's photos from the Pro Football Hall of Fame FanFest, visit onlyagame.org.